Welcome to the G Lou Show podcast. The G Lou Show podcast, sponsored by the G Lou Show, 93.8 FM, BTP Media, OG Music, and the Westside Car Club. The G Lou Show podcast, where you can hear new episodes every Saturday night, right here, and where all podcasts are available, like Spotify, Apple Music, Anchor, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, etc. I am G Lou from the G Lou Show. I host this show along with Miss Queen Jean. And you can hear a new episode every Saturday night where we integrate street politics with entertainment, music, and personality. And we are the word of the streets. We are the streets. The G Lou Show podcast. Okay. Let me get it together. Okay, you ready? Go. Welcome, everybody, to an all-new episode of the G Lou Show podcast, episode 14. This episode is called Bigger Than Life, 1 year later. Remembering Nipsey Hussle, the marathon continues. This show is sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93.8 FMism, OG Music. TMC, Westside Car Club. Now, before I start this podcast episode, man, I just want to say personally, rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, Ermias. You know, I thought a lot about this episode even before doing it, how I wanted to do it, you know, how I wanted to bring it across. Even the title of the episode, I really thought about, you know, in depth. And the only thing that came to me was this title, Bigger Than Life. Because, and that has a few meanings to it. One being that was just always one of my favorite songs, if not the favorite song from Nipsey Hussle off the Marathon album, which I thought was his best album. To me, you know, for many reasons as well. I'll get into that later. But I wanted to name it Bigger Than Life. That's just what came to me because that means so many things. First being my favorite song, one of my favorites from Nip. But second being that he was bigger than life, you know, and that just showed now in the afterlife of Nip, in the after, you know, 1 year later, which I also called it Bigger Than Life 1 year later, because 1 year later, Nipsey Hussle was bigger than life and bigger than ever. And those are just things I want to talk about tonight in this podcast. So I named it episode 14, Bigger Than Life, 1 year later, TMC. Like I said, again, I struggled with this, how to bring it across, how to do it. I even took notes and all of these things. And, you know, before the show, I decided to scrap it all and just come from the heart. You know, that's the best way you can come is from the heart. And tonight is just me. I don't have Queen with me. I just wanted to do this for me personally. And for just other people out there that I think feel the same way I do. And had the same love for Nip, you know. And so, again, I didn't know how to bring this across. I didn't want it to be another, you know, bandwagon thing or just somebody, you know, praising Nip or using it or whatever. This is just coming from the heart. And you know, I had a podcast that I do now, and I spoke about this the other day on my YouTube channel, the G Lou Show, where I spoke about I wanted to use my platform for a greater purpose, you know, and just things I can do personally like this, because I usually have a guest on here and interview somebody or do all of that interviews, and which is cool. But sometimes, you know, I don't get to speak enough and don't speak enough because I just don't like to. But I know I need to do that more. And since we're in a time right now, the whole coronavirus thing is scaring. We're on lockdown, shelter, in shelter, whatever they call it. Everybody's quarantined. You know, these are the times that we can find our inner self and find the things we could do better or make ourselves better to do better things, to help out other people. So this is one of the ones I came across and know that I need to do more and speak my voice my opinion. A lot of people want to know the opinion of G Lou, but I don't give it out as much. You know, I'm kind of self-preserved, self-maintained, where I don't, you know, like to do a lot of talking, but sometimes we have to, and these are one of those times. Like I said, it is, again, the anniversary of the late, great Nip Hussle. 1 year later, and like I said, the name of the show is Bigger Than Life. And I want to start off by speaking about Bigger Than Life. You know, even what I mean by that when I say that, you know, because, again, that was my favorite song by Nip, one of my favorites. It was on the Marathon album. And to me, I want to break down that as well, because I said that the Marathon album is my favorite album by Nip. You know, it's a lot of that come close. Victory Lap is of course the ultimate. That's the victory. You know, but to me, Marathon was the one that really just, because I was a fan of Nip before that. I've been rocking with Nip since 06, 07. And but the Marathon, I believe, is really what, when he came, when he, to me, when he made it and set apart. You know, he was really, he really made it as an artist to me, musically, sonically. You know, all the way around, found himself on the Marathon. I believe, to me, even though it wasn't mentioned or said, you know, at that time, he made the Marathon, which was in 2010, I believe. 2010 it dropped, but he had just got out of his deal, you know, with Epic. And he was supposed to have an album that was going to drop called South Central State of Mind, which was built up, promoted, everything, and somehow something happened, I guess, him with the label, and he decided to part ways with the label, and that album never came out. So to me personally, even though this was never said or spoken, I really believe that the Marathon was probably mainly that album, South Central State of Mind, because, you know, when I listen to the Marathon, that's why I say it's one of my favorites, if not the favorite. When I listen to the album, it's just all the way, it sounds like an album, a real album, opposed to, you know, the previous thing, the mixtapes, Bullets Ain't Got No Names, Volume 1 through 3, which were phenomenal as well. Part 3, just the trilogy of that, and probably the best one, the features, the production, everything. But South Central State of Mind was supposed to follow, and it never did. And I just really believe myself that that is the Marathon. You know, was supposed to have been a lot of that, because it's just a great collection of music, and how it was production, and Nip was just on top of his game, you know, from all of those songs, 7 Days a Week, Blue Laces, Keys to the City, you know, and Bigger Than Life, which was the final track. So to me, you know, again, Bigger Than Life is the title of this episode, and that's one of the reasons, because that's one of my favorite songs, and that song just really is like a motivation. That's a song I would tell people to listen to if you really want to learn something about Nip and get, you know, why he is great, and people call him great, and that's early. That's before Crenshaw and all that. But that's the one I would tell you, Bigger Than Life, because it just sums it all up. That's like a motivational record right there. That just motivates you and puts you in a space, puts you in a whole vibe, you know, and it's just a phenomenal song. So, again, Bigger Than Life, Nipsey Hussle, again, one of the reasons for the title of this episode. And also, Bigger Than Life, I say him, Bigger Than Life 1 year later, is because, you know, we're at the 1 year anniversary of Nip's death, March 31st, 2019. We're now in 2020. And it's been a year. It's crazy that it's already been a year. But, you know, every day Nip has just become bigger and bigger and bigger by the day. You know what I mean? That's just not me speaking as a fan or someone who likes him. I just, it's not a day that goes by. All of us are social media inclined now and be on social media more than we watch TV or anything else. So it's not a day goes by that I don't see some love being shown for the homeboy Nipsey Hussle, whether it be friends, family, fans, just everybody. It's not a day that goes by I don't see, just scroll down my timeline and see love for Nip. You know what I mean? And that makes me happy and proud, and that's what's able for us to help get through. And every now and then you'll see something from his queen, Lauren, you know, which she just posted something epic the other day. I mean, on the anniversary. Beautiful post, man. So, you know, it's not a day goes by that we don't see anything or see somebody showing love or giving love to Nip. And then I see new people every day that become fans of him, because a lot of people, you know, let's just keep it real, weren't in tune with the homie before he passed. When I say that, I mean just people abroad, where we have Nip as a worldwide legend now, like Tupac, you know, but a lot of people, unlike Pac was already famous, and, you know, people knew him worldwide. A lot of people did not know Nipsey like that, you know, but the beautiful thing is that they get to know him now, you know, and that's why I say, again, Bigger Than Life, because Here it is a year later, and he is bigger than life, bigger than he was when he was living. You know, and it's sad it takes death to bring that out. But the reality is that we all got to go. You know, we all have a date that we must leave this earth here. And Nipsey's date was just called. But the difference with Nipsey and the difference why we're talking about him right now and why we say he's great, because he served his purpose before he left and then some. You know, he found his purpose. He found something he wanted to do and had purpose at what he wanted to do and how he did it and conducted himself in a great way. So, you know, these are the things that separate and show us what we need to do and how we need to do it. You know what I mean? This is the people we look to. Nipsey always said, he heard a great quote, the greatest act you can ever do is to inspire someone. You know what I mean? So that's what he lived by. So these are things we take from Nipsey Hussle and his legacy, and that's why he's bigger than life 1 year later. It's so many things we could speak about and talk about, but what I want to do is I want to take a quick break and go to a couple quotes from Nipsey so you can understand, if you have not heard many of them, which I'm sure a lot of you have, but you can kind of hear the level and the thinking, you know what I mean, the mental of the late, great Nipsey Hussle. So, we'll do this. We'll come right back.
Do you know how kids spell love? T-I-M-E. You know, not only kids, it's people in general. You know, time is how, when somebody gives you their time, how you really know. I read somewhere that the highest human act is to inspire. And we all are in search of inspiration every day. So events like this and just opportunities to be able to either inspire or be inspired, I think, is what creates movements. You know, we all have the capacity to inspire.
You know, before I continue, let me try to break that down and not break it down, but I want to get inside the marathon and what this means. And like I said, again, why I named this episode Bigger Than Life, because we want to get inside the mind of Nip and try to break down and understand these things he was saying so we could take them and you know, put them in our everyday life. So he said, first of all, you know, what's the greatest gift you can give? Well, what does a kid know about love? It's time, meaning that a kid don't know all that other shit. You know what I mean? The kid knows your time that you spent with him and the time that you were able to talk to him, and he'll always remember that, he or she. A kid will always remember the time you talked to him about something. That's why you got OGs out there, people you respect. Once you get older, you always remember the times and that they spent or was able to take a few minutes out of their time and give you some real game that you could take and go with in life, because that to me is what makes a real OG, somebody who can give you some real game, an older person that can give you some game or school you to help you better in your life. OG ain't just somebody that's just an older dude and just call himself a gangster or whatever he is or all of that, or how hard he is. Nah, that don't make you an OG. And that don't make you a G. That don't make you a real one. You know what I mean? Just because you killed something, or just because you could fight, or just because you could bully somebody or do all that. A real one makes you somebody with the business, but that is with the business for a purpose and can pass down real game to a younger homie or teach somebody something better. Especially if it's negative that you do, you can show them the positive ways out opposed to the negative and give somebody inspiration and hope. That's what an OG is. So, that's some real shit right there. Let me go to some more, about myself, motivation.
I think, you know, thoughts is powerful in all facets. Because even my career, even my life, you know, things end up turning out exactly how I visualize them. Not in this time frame I expected. You always want shit to happen overnight. But I just had clear visions. And your thoughts are powerful. That shit come to life if you stick to your script.
Most important thing, number one, is you gotta get rid of doubt. If you got doubt in what you're doing, it's not gonna work. You know what I'm saying? And the way to do that is you have a plan. Because if you got a plan, it's not like just a pipe dream. You have a step-by-step list of things to do to get to your goal. If you don't have that, it's very hard to really have faith in what you're doing. Because soon as something pop up, it's gonna look like the end all. But if you got a game plan of everything you need to do, you know, one thing pop up, well, I still gotta do this, 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 and that, so this thing won't stop me. You know what I'm saying? Another thing pop up, I accomplished these two things. I sensed that my last obstacle. I only got three more things to do. Let me keep pushing. Pretty soon you see you attain your goal, and then you create another. But without a game plan, without a strong sense of faith in what you're doing, it's gonna be real hard to accomplish anything.
Well, I never wanted to alienate my brand for business. I always wanted to keep it authentic and keep it as pure as I could.
Words from the late great Nipsey Hussle. Again, inspirational at all times. That's another reason Nipsey is bigger than life. He's always inspired you. You know, when you listen to him like me, first of all, when Nipsey came out as an artist, he had to overcome a lot of obstacles, which a lot of people heard about, seen. You know, I seen an interview with a homeboy, Firebug, from Sentinella, and he spoke about, you know, when he met Nip and how it was just energy, you know, that connected them, you know, to put all the other things aside and just talk as men, and the things he learned from Nipsey. And, it was just incredible, you know what I mean? And that's powerful because Nipsey was a prophet. You know, when he first came into the game, he had a vision of what he wanted to do. You know, he overcame a lot of obstacles. Like I said, when he came in the game, a lot of people compared him to Snoop, said he wanted to be Snoop. A lot of people I put on to his music said he's a little Snoop or trying to be like Snoop, when that wasn't the case. You know what I'm saying? The homie had the same look. He was a Crip and did what he did. But once you listened to his music, his lyrics, you understood immediately that he was different from Snoop. You know what I mean? Just as far as just listening to his music, what he spoke about. He always repped his hood, and which he always spoke and said that was important to do because he didn't want to shy away from that. But what he did do was always drop gems and jewels in his lyrics that you heard off top. You may have heard a 60 here, a neighborhood, but right behind that you heard something inspirational and motivational. You know what I mean? Owning things, family, you know what I mean? Structure, you know what I mean? Independence, love, loyalty. You heard all of these things in his lyrics, you know. So these are the things that set Nip apart immediately, you know, when I heard him. And, then on top of that, he had, to me, the whole package. You know what I mean? He had the look, the swag, the confidence, everything, the whole package. I'm just surprised that Nip didn't blow away earlier. I just really don't understand it. But for me, immediately, I was drawn in to what he was more than just the music. And then once you sat down and heard the interviews, like he had an early interview 2006 when he even had his long hair and all that, he was talking about Young Nip. He was talking about ownership and not wanting to buy jewelry, wanting to buy property, things of this nature to help himself grow and better his people. You know what I mean? He always said he wanted his people to be able to, come up as well. You know, he wanted to employ people, ownership. You know what I mean? These are things that were instilled in Nip. And I understand that also, you know, these were instilled in him because of his family background, as we all get to see now more of his family, you know, and who they were. You know, as we all know, his father was African from Eritrea, you know, and his mother was a native of L.A., but a real spiritual lady, you know. So all of these great things were instilled in Nip, I'm sure, just from the beginning, you know. And a guy like that, you know, his thinking is always going to be bigger, you know what I mean? But you're surrounded by your environment, and everybody, you know, they're a part of the environment or become a part of the environment. No matter where you're at, you are a part of your environment. That's why people don't understand the gang culture in L.A., how it works. People don't grow up and you know, you're a part of your environment. Wherever you live, like Nip said, where your mama pay rent, that was your gang. You know what I mean? If you lived over here on a certain area, certain street, and you live there for a certain amount of time, your friends become your friends. This is your area. This is your environment. So this is the gang. If there happens to be a gang on that street or that neighborhood, that's the gang you're gonna claim, just because that's where you live and that's where your loyalty lies to your friends and surroundings. People don't choose to be a Crip or a Blood or whatever gang they're from. You know what I mean? It's just where their environment is, and you become a part of your environment. And as we get older and overstand, you know what I mean, a lot of the ins and outs and the politics and how we were raised and just, you know what I mean, born into this or grew into this, you know, you get a greater understanding later in time. And that's why you see older homies and OGs who are not on the same tip anymore. You know what I mean? They can have peace amongst each other because they realize it's greater than that, than just the area we're in that we don't even own. You know, and once you have to go behind them walls of prison, you have to become friends and or you know, have to be together. You know what I mean? Just to survive. You know, so these are things we don't understand as youngsters. You know, we all have been through it, went through it. You know what I mean? But it's how you grow out of it and the man you become once you know all of this. Once you know the information, that determines your outcome. You know, some people know the information and don't want to use it. You know what I mean? And stay stuck in the same rotation. You know what I mean? And don't grow, even though that's why you have a lot of OGs who are OGs, but, you know, can't really tell you or learn you anything because it's still stuck in the mind frame of the mentality 20 years ago. You know, so they're just the older homie. You know what I mean? A real OG is, again, someone who can give information, you know, and use their time that they lived and give you inspiration or information to help you better yourself. Because they could tell you better because they lived it. And that's what we're supposed to do as older homies, be able to tell younger homies something good, you know what I mean, to help them grow and help them not make the same mistakes we did. If you can't do that, you're not called an OG. And these are things that Nipsey did continuously in his music over the years. You know, Nipsey came out again way in 03 with the Slauson Boys. And I want to give a shout-out to the homeboy Kev Mack, who just dropped a great three- or four-part episode of Nipsey and his journey told by his homeboys, the Slauson Boys, who were there with him from day one through his journey. I mean, Rempa, Cuzzy, Robin Hood, Cobby, G-Bob, you know, and it was a great episode, man. But, you know, Nip started off early and just grew and grew and grew. And once he dropped Bullets Ain't Got No Names, that put him on the map in L.A. But, again, when the Marathon dropped in 2010, to me, that's what separated Nip from the rest and set him on his new path and journey of becoming the legend that he was. You know what I mean? And after that, he never looked back. You know what I mean? Stayed independent, steadily grew his brand, his name, himself as an artist, his music steadily grew. Nipsey didn't stay stuck in one place. If you listen, every different album was different. After the Marathon, it was the Marathon Continues with a whole new sound. You know, then he dropped Crenshaw, you know, Mailbox Money, you know, Slauson Boy, Slauson Boy 2, all the way up to the Victory Lap. You know, it was just epic, man. And the journey for Nipsey Hussle is one that somebody can look at and learn from. You know, and again, he was taken out, unfortunately, how he was taken out. And I talked about this the other day again on my YouTube page. But again, I'll say it again, you know, I just don't feel, I'm not even speaking about the gentleman or whoever supposedly took his life or who, whatever the case. I'm just saying nobody deserves, in my heart, to be taken out that way over some words. And again, we don't know what was said. We heard about it. You know, we heard some things. We know some things were said back and forth, but I just don't believe anything that those few words that were said were enough to come and take the homeboy's life and to be, you know, taken out like that, how he was, shot numerous times, kicked in the head. To me, that just reveals some deeper hate that I believe that was going on there, and it's just something we will never know, or maybe we will, maybe we won't, but something only him and God knows, you know what I mean? And then to me, it's just some deep hatred, you know, to take a man's life for that. But what we have shown, what Nipsey has shown, I even heard the homeboy say this, is that once again, Bigger Than Life, the title of this episode, 1 year later, is that Nipsey is bigger than life and will still be bigger than you ever will be to whoever that was that took his life. You won't stop this, homie. And Nipsey now is bigger than ever, and he's bigger than you will ever be. You know? So, and that's another message to the homies out there, the youngsters. Think about this, man, before anything escalates. And again, it's easier said than done because I've seen it. You know, I've been in this game a long time. I've seen a lot of shit and a lot of incidents happen. And it's mainly heat of the moment, you know. But we have to try to learn from these things, man, and know that a few words or a few seconds or a few attitudes or whatever it may be that may cause somebody to take that route, we got to think about this, man. We got to think before we do things, man. You know what I mean? Because nothing is worth that. Because, again, nobody wins. Everybody loses. You kill the dude you want to kill, you killed yourself in the process. Because guess what? 9 times out of 10, you get caught, homie, and you're done. Right now, they're not playing around with you, man. You know what I mean? You're done. Life. You know what I mean? Or the death penalty. Or the repercussions of whatever you just did. So you got to really think, is it worth it? I don't think it is. So, again, this is something we need to think about as young men, as older men as well. And we got to figure out what we need to do to try to, combat these problems, man, and fix these things where people need to think a little bit more before they react. You know, we have a mentality in the inner cities and as youngsters and as black people, period. I see it every day now, is to where our whole attitude is just we don't give a fuck at all. And I think it's just embedded. We're taught this so long and so many years and upbringings to now you can just look at somebody's face. There's really no love on no black people's face. We're just taught to not give a fuck. And the sad part about it is we don't give a fuck about us, you know, our own people. So same way they don't give a fuck, they don't give a fuck about nothing. So somebody will dog you, beat the fuck out of you, beat you to a pulp, shoot you, and record it on their phone, put it on the internet, do all of that, man. So that's the sad part. That's the part where we're at right now, and it's sad, homie, because we shouldn't be this way. It's just sad that it's come to this, and especially in the times that we live in now, the way the world is, you know what I mean? We should have known that we have to come together, man. And I'm not even talking about black people. I'm talking about the brown as well, black and brown, the minorities of this country, man. We got to figure this out. We got to figure this out. So, again, the name of this episode, Bigger Than Life, because I just believe this inspired me to do this episode. And I didn't know how to do it, how to bring it, how to talk about it, what to title it. But I know I want to show some love to Nipsey Hussle from my heart. You know what I mean? Because the little dude did his stuff. And to me, he's the best to ever do it. You know, I compare him right there with Tupac. The Tupac is my favorite as well. But young Nipsey Hussle, Ermius, the greatest to do it, man, in this time right here. And he connected he bridged the gap with the young and the old, because Nipsey is a younger homie. But he did it how it was supposed to be done and how no one else has ever done it on the West Coast, L.A., you know, from the culture that we know and represent and respect. Nobody did it like Nip. You know what I mean? So we got to give him that crown. We got to show him his love. And he's gone now. But we will continue the legacy. And like he said, the marathon will continue. The marathon continues. And it definitely will continue right here on the G. Lou Show with G. Lou and all of my cast. Shout out to Queen Jean. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle. Shout out to Big Floss. Shout out to Hank Norman. And Big Snow. Everybody on part of the G. Lou Show, 93.28 FMism, BTP Media Group, on behalf of all of us. We want to show love and give respect to the late, great Nipsey Hussle. And again, the marathon will continue right here on this show forever. Shout out to his family, his daughter, his son, his wife, his father, his mother, his brother, and everybody in All Money In. On behalf of All Money In again, and everybody who tuned into this show, I was just going to make it brief. You know, I don't want to be on here talking all night. I just want to come on here basically and really just show respect to the late, great Nipsey Hussle. I thought it was only right that I do that in a real way. So, once again, this is episode 14 of the G. Lou Show. We will have back-to-back episodes coming back-to-back at you. I got 3 more that I got to edit and put together. But this right here was just special on the anniversary of Nipsey Hussle's untimely death, March 31st, 2019. This is now a year later. And Nipsey Hussle is still bigger than life and will always be bigger than life. And we got much love for you, little bro. Rest in peace. Rest in heaven. We're going to keep the marathon rolling. We out of here. Episode 14, the G. Lou Show. Thank you, everybody, for taking this time with me. TMC.
What up? What it do?
Music Corner.
I'd like to welcome everybody out to life. Welcome all the new marathon members to the experience of a lifetime. I need y'all hands up, though. Yeah.
look, no, I don't want your love. That's not why I make music. I owe myself, I told myself back then that I would do this. And I always looked so out of reach and just seemed so confusing. Then I found my place in life, a young black man that seemed so useless. And I don't want no help, just let me suffer through this. The world would not know Jesus Christ if there was never Judas. This knife that's in my back will be the truth that introduced us. And the distance in between us is the proof of my conclusion. So life is what you make it, I hope you make a movement. Hope your opportunity survives the opportunist. Hoping as you walk across the sand, you see my shoe print and you follow till it change your life, cause it's all evolution. And I hope you find your passion, cause I found mine in this music. But I hope it's not material, cause that's all an illusion. And they all in collusion. This racist institution's double standard, acting like they not the reason why we ruthless. But
tonight is my night. This is my moment.
And look at where I'm standing. Y'all can say it's luck, but I know that it's planning. Shout out to the pain that gave me understanding. Shout out to my gang, turned me to a savage. So they can say what they want to, but I go through what you haven't. And it's not ego driven, it's not me boasting and bragging. This road I chose to go down, hard to slow down when in traffic. In order for me to grow, I had to let go of some habits. And it's easy to say I'm on now, cause you see it and it happened. But before it ever did, had to believe and get it cracking. So I'm gonna take you back then, 32 shots in my Mac-10. With a dream minus the means, my early teens was fucking tragic. And deep inside my mind is buried crimes you can't imagine. That I wrestle with at night, demons I fight, I can't get past it. So no matter how straight your cash get, it don't matter if you plastic. We was looking for the lights, and all we stumbled across was flashes. But
tonight,
tonight
is my night. This is my moment. It's the peak of the night, but I gotta own it. It's a victory. It's a victory. Of an average life, I'm brighter than Vegas light. Feeling like I can lose any other day, I do. Feels like I'm dreaming, y'all. It feels like I'm 8 feet tall.
Tonight is my night, for sure. For sure.
So if it's meant, then it's gonna be. People love it cause they know that this the real me. Cops hate it, so they hope my homies kill me. But I ain't want the fame, I just wanted y'all to feel me. It's my time, so I'm going in. We ball till we fall, fuck how the story ends. I see these niggas hating, I know you hoes plotting. I ain't worried about it, cause I know God got me. Say, I know God got me. Yeah, I know God got me. Yeah, I know God got me. See, I ain't worried about it. I know God got. Once in a lifetime shit, you know. Song dedicated to everybody out there with a motherfucking dream. Fuck what they say, do your shit. Marathon, nigga. This shit ain't gonna stop till I say it's gonna stop. It ain't gonna stop till you say it's gonna stop. And it ain't gonna be unless you make it. It's your time, get up off your ass. 10 toes down out here.
No.
Swear to God, I shed tears in this motherfucking booth, nigga. For my niggas that's
gone.
My niggas that can't be here with me. For the ones
that is.
Shout out my beautiful little girl, Imani. Shout out my big bro, Black Sam. Shout out my nigga, Fats. Shout out my bro, Adam. Shout out my little babies. You know what this is? It's the motherfucking marathon.
It's corner time.
This shit ain't gonna stop, man.
100.